what the heck is the corporate whatever act? Do I, a practicing attorney, really need to know anything about this? Are there any green flags, yellow flags, red flags related with the Corporate Transparency Act? We're about to find out by Dr. John Strohmeyer, who happened to be from Houston. I just asked him if he had, when he graduated 2009 from the law school, and yes, he took my estate planning course, which means I was still teaching it in 2009.
Of course you taught it. That's of course I took it.
A most unusual introduction, but now it's my turn to say, here's Johnny.
Thank you, Professor. This may have slipped your memory, but I remember it quite clearly. Some of the most aggressive tax planning I have ever done, that also worked, which is, and we're now beyond, well beyond 6 years, so the IRS can't come get me. I had learned in my intro federal income tax course, if I was in the practice of law before I went and took more courses, say an LLM, then I could deduct the cost of that LLM, which I went and got one at NYU, against my federal income tax. I thought, oh, this is great. Now, for me to do that, I'd need to be in the practice of law before I got to NYU in August. For me to do that, I'd need to take the bar, not in June after the close of school, but in the February bar, get licensed, have a client or two. And so taking Professor Johansson's estate planning course in my spring 3L year, I walked in the first day, Professor Johansson, I need to make a request. I have taking the bar. Would you mind not putting me on call for the first month and a half of class? I promise to be here every day. I promise to be as reasonably prepared as I can, juggling everything. You can put me on call as many times as you want afterwards. He said yes. Thank you very much. That was one of the... You probably paid for that last year of law school.
That was a terrific story. The only problem is I recall saying no.
Well, I wasn't on call, so... Anyway, here we go. You did pay for a trip down memory lane from me. As I said, I run Strohmeyer Law at Houston, Texas, board certified in tax and estate planning. I'm a tech fellow, and I give all sorts of other talks. If you want to hear me talk about my time at the Four Seasons and what that means for you as an estate planner and how you should run a practice, here's your QR code. Housekeeping items. Yes, this is all real. No, it is not a joke. I have been saying it's too late to call your senator, but there was a bill that passed the House on Tuesday related to this, and I'll get into some of it. It passed the House. It has not been taken up by the Senate. Who knows? Who knows? It's likely constitutional. The one challenge that's been filed in the whatever district of Alabama doesn't mention the state or the Supreme Court case holding FBAR regulations, Bank Secrecy Act, constitutional. I have a hard time taking that argument seriously for all of the freedom and the justice arguments if they don't address a very similar requirement. And the slides have already been sent out, so if you have questions, again, a QR code. I'm happy to talk to anybody about this. AskJohnAQuestion.com also works to get on my calendar. Now, with an hour to talk about this, we're going to talk about what this means, the overview of what is a reporting company. Because the term is capitalized, you know, to our law students, if the term is capitalized, that means it doesn't mean what you think it means. So starting January 1, 2024, well, January is normally capitalized, that does mean what you think it means. Figure out which humans, not companies, need to be reported as beneficial owners, again, another capitalized term, and company applicants. So effective January 1. A reporting company must disclose information about itself, the reporting company, its beneficial owners, probably its company applicants, we'll talk about the exception to that, to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. FinCEN is part of the Department of the Treasury. It is not the same as the IRS. They do overlap. When Dan Price was here yesterday, he could tell you about how the overlap works. And he has told me eventually he thinks that a lot of this enforcement will be handed off from FinCEN to IRS.